Hello and welcome to the Monday, December 2nd, 2013 edition of the Sand Center Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm the recording from Jacksonville, Florida. First story is a little surprise that we got from Microsoft just at Thanksgiving Eve last Wednesday, and that's a new Saturday vulnerability in the Windows kernel that allows privilege escalation. Since this is just privilege escalation, the scope is somewhat limited of this. Now, there are some workarounds. There's no patch for this right now. Microsoft posted some workarounds. However, these workarounds will also break IPsec VPNs, so you have to be rather careful in applying them. As Raw puts it, this is yet another reminder to really get off Windows XP. Windows XP will no longer receive any support come April next year. So by then you're on your own. There are really likely many more similar vulnerabilities in Windows XP that may never get patched. So move on to Windows 7, Windows 8, and get it over with as fast as you can, given that you only have about 3-4 months left to do so. And for those machines that you just can't upgrade, well, try to experiment with minimal configurations. Try to remove whatever you don't need on the system and see what other hardening steps you can take in order to reasonably well protect these legacy systems. And then we got a second news item from Microsoft for last week, and that's a patch for Exchange Server 2013. This patch does fix a problem with backups for Exchange Server 2013. Without this patch, your backups may not restore correctly. So certainly something you shouldn't overlook, and given the holiday week, it's easy to overlook these patches. This is sort of part of Microsoft's usual third week of the month where they do publish these bug fix patches, while on the second Tuesday in the month they do publish the security related fixes. But then of course something like backups is frequently a security function, so it may fall into your field. And Manuel noticed this weekend that Google in Colombia had issues, and he got 404 errors from Google from normal websites that should be reachable. Turns out that it was actually the ISP in Colombia intercepting these pages in order to cache them for performance. At least that's how this particular ISP justifies it. One of the others of interesting indicators of this caching happening was that the server name being returned was Apache. Usually Google does return GWS for a Google web server. Not 100% sure how it would do that for its Colombian site, but here this may very well have come from the proxy server, not from Google directly. So important, watch HTTPS so you're not going to get caught in some random proxy server. I've seen these proxy servers also set up a lot by mobile carriers. Mobile carriers then usually use the proxy server to, for example, compress images in order to save mobile bandwidth. And a new denial of service vulnerability has been released affecting Google's Nexus phones. The denial of service vulnerability requires that the phone receives a relatively large number, 30 to be exact, class 0 SMS messages. Now, the special thing with these class 0 SMS messages is that they're not stored on the phone. Instead, there's a pop-up that then asks the user if they want to dismiss it or store the message. If the user is not actually acting and reacting to these messages and just lets them pile up, then once about 30 messages are received, the phone will lock up and become unresponsive or reboot. We had SMS triggered issues like this before, and this is actually one of the less serious ones, given that some of the other vulnerabilities did allow remote code execution.
And while we're talking about SMS messages, Vodafone in Iceland got compromised, its website got defaced, and as a result of defacement, not just usernames and encrypted passwords were leaked, but also the content of SMS messages sent to 77,000 different accounts. Many phone providers do offer the ability to receive and send SMS messages via web-based interfaces, and then of course those messages are as vulnerable to being compromised as any other content stored on these websites. Well, and that's it for today. Next week I'll be in San Antonio, Texas at the SANS conference, so if you're there, say hi and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.